Thank you, Sam. I will now hand over to Tim to introduce our fifth and final set of news stories.
Norwich City Council was in the news again this week. They've ruled out moving to a four-day week and are in a continuing battle over the eviction of a disabled man. There are warnings of a new solar panel scam, but good news of two Norwich women, a scientist at the John Innes Centre and a remarkable centenarian. Jane will start with news from Norwich City Hall.
City Hall has finally ruled out exploring the potential of introducing a four-day working week for its staff. Norwich City Council came under fire from some quarters after it agreed to investigate the idea following a motion put forward by Green councillors in September. This would see employees reduce their working hours but remain on full pay in the interest of being fresher and more productive. An amendment from the Labour-controlled Cabinet added that any change would need to be based on evidence. The discussions came at a time when national debate was swirling around Lib Dem-led South Cambridgeshire District Council for implementing four-day weeks, and criticism over the value for money for taxpayers. The Norwich motion, which was passed without debate, drew criticism from members of the public and was followed by Michael Gove making clear that the government was opposed to the idea. Four-day weeks were also previously dismissed by the Conservative-controlled Norfolk County Council.
A disabled man's eviction battle with the City Council is rumbling on even after winning custody of his son. Emad Hamami, who lives in Grasmere Close, Earlham, with his two children and carer, has been battling Norwich City Council for the last 3 years. The 55-year-old, who had a stroke in 2019, has been fighting to stay in the property after claims he is under-occupying the two-bedroom house with his 17-year-old son, Dean. The saga has been centred on the result of Mr. Hamami's family court proceedings, which took place on December the 18th, determining whether he was granted custody of his 13-year-old son, Mattin. On December the 13th, members of community union Acorn Norwich disrupted a City Council Cabinet meeting to demand that the Head of Housing and Community Safety, Labour Councillor Beth Jones, halt the eviction proceedings. A Norwich City Council spokesman said, "We're currently involved in ongoing conversations with Mr. Hamami about his tenancy and can't comment further at this point."
People in Norfolk are being warned to beware of cold callers who claim they need to carry out checks on solar panels. Trading Standards say the callers try to make an appointment for someone to visit and inspect the system. They warn, "Our advice is always to be very wary of any approach made in a telephone cold call and never agree to services, to having work done, or for someone to visit your home if approached in this manner. We also advise that solar panel owners should always talk to their supplier before allowing any work or maintenance to take place on their panels. Generally, a solar panel system does not need servicing, but it may benefit from being cleaned if the panels are dirty." It adds, "Any work on solar panels should only be carried out by a qualified electrician."
A Norwich scientist who's pioneering research into plant cells could unlock environmentally friendly solutions to crop diseases has won a major award accolade. Dr. Yiliang Ding, a group leader at the John Innes Centre, is among nine recipients of the 2024 Blavatnik Awards for Young Scientists in the UK, which are internationally recognised by the scientific community. She's the first UK plant scientist to receive the accolade, bringing a global focus to her group's work to explore the structure of RNA, ribonucleic acid, and understanding its vital role in cellular biology, plant genetics, and crop viruses. This is a great personal accolade, an honour for my group and the John Innes Centre, she said. It's wonderful that the global community has recognised the importance of plant science in trying to solve the critical challenges of feeding the world, improving crop yields, and combating plant health threats, she said. Dr. Ding's team have developed new methods to profile and analyse RNA, which are already being applied in therapies for both human and plant viruses, with exciting potential applications in agriculture. One example is in tackling a major disease threat to East Anglia's sugar beet production. The technology is being carried forward in collaboration with industrial partners as part of the spin-out company RNA Shield. Professor Graham Moore, director of the John Innes Centre, said Yiliang's research is world-leading and it's wonderful that she's been recognised by the Blavatnik Foundation with this award.
A Second World War veteran who rose from the ranks, from plotter to corporal, has joined the Centenarian Club. Brenda Bothwell of Gray's Fair Court in New Cossey, near Norwich, celebrated her 100th birthday on January the 5th with family, fellow residents, staff and members of the RAF Benevolent Fund. A former Royal Air Force WRAF member, she was born in Derby and moved to Acle, near Great Yarmouth, at the age of five. She joined the WRAF when she was 17, requiring permission from her mother as she was under 18. She was a corporal and a plotter pushing counters around the big maps to monitor air traffic when the battles were going on and when the squadron was going up. She was also recently invited to a veterans' dinner at RAF Marham and has attended VIP days at the Imperial War Museum in Duxford, Cambridgeshire. Amy Fenn, manager at Gray's Fair Court, said, "Everyone loves having Brenda here. She's a real part of the family now."